P4 Country.
Och nu är det äntligen dags för mig att presentera dagens gäst här i P4 Country. 49 Winchester är ett amerikanskt alternativt countryband som består av Isaac Gibson och hans kompisar Buzz, Chase, Noah, Tim och Justin. Bandet bildades hemma i Castlewood, Virginia och har släppt 5 studioalbum. Turnerat intensivt, bland annat med artister som Turnpike Troubadours, Tyler Childers och Luke Combs. 49 Winchester är ett av de där bättre rockorienterade countrybanden som pendlar mellan smårökiga honky-tonks, rimliga konsertlokaler och de riktigt stora arenorna. När 49 Winchester besökte Sverige här förleden fick jag en exklusiv pratstund med bandets gitarrist, sångare och frontman Isaac Gibson. Sitting here downtown Stockholm, in front of me, I have the great honor to have one part of 49 Winchester, my favorite band from Virginia. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Isaac Gibson gömmer som så ofta sina ögon bakom mörka solglasögon, där vi sitter ensamma backstage Philadelphia-kyrkan i centrala Stockholm. Kanske är det lysrörens sken som måste hållas ute. Kanske är det blyghet som måste hållas inne. Det är i alla fall en vänlig själ som lyser genom stjärnmyten. Och jag frågar Isaac Gibson om uppväxten i Castlewood, Virginia.
The part of Virginia where we're from is right in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains. So it's a pretty distinct culture as far as Virginia is concerned. Virginia's a big state and it changes a lot as you go across it. We're mountain people, we're hillbilly people. It's much slower paced than what most people think of when they think of Virginia, which is the Richmond area or the Washington, D.C. kind of metropolitan area. Our side of Virginia over in the mountains is the people are much softer spoken. The pace is slower. It's real true. It's one of the real true slices of like rural American life that I feel like we have left.
Nu när besöken i Virginia blir glesare mellan turnéer och skivinspelningar så blir det oftare dags för att citera titeln på en av bandets fullängdare att leaving this holler, att lämna den här hålan. Jag frågar Isaac Gibson i 49 Winchester vad som menas med det centrala hillbilly-begreppet holler.
A holler, I guess by definition, is a it's a valley. But see, the mountains in Appalachia are very steep and they're very close together. So we don't have big, wide, flat valleys like you would in, say, Montana or Colorado or places like that. It's very jagged. It's very vertical. It's very up and down. And the easiest place to access is the lowest point, which is always the bottom of the holler. That's the hollow, is what it really is. But we, in our Appalachian vernacular, have always taken OW and turned it into ER. So, like, you know, growing up, I would hear my grandma say, pillar instead of a pillow. Oh. You know, get a pillar to lay your head on. You live down in a holler. Open up the window; it's too hot in here. You know what I mean? It was always that way. So holler has always been kind of a Appalachified English for sure.
En redan tidlös klassiker är låten Russell County Line med 49 Winchester. Jag frågar Isaac Gibson om denna hämningslösa hyllning till livet bland bergen i Appalacherna.
I think kind of at face value it seems like a sort of a straightforward love song, but I think as time's gone on it is that, but it's more about the place that I'm from, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of my ode to Appalachia. I think that'll always be the way that song's kind of viewed and regarded, and I'm really proud to have written something that people across Appalachia can identify with and relate to, but I think the thing that I'm most proud about is the way that people who have never been to Virginia and have never been to Appalachia and have certainly never been to Russell County can also find that same sort of emotion that I felt when I wrote it, which is just that universal feeling of kind of longing for home and, missing the places and faces that are most familiar.
And if you wonder where my heart is when I'm out on the road, Lord, it's right at home. I left it on it just for you to hold. And if you wonder how I'm doing, know that I am doing fine, but I wish I was in Virginia on the Russell County line.
Russell County Line med 49 Winchester. Ja, Isaac Gibson och hans mannar är fenomenala på att bända fram countryverk med den här soliga och bluesfyllda nerven som ekar mellan bergen. Som låten Everlasting Lover, en kärlekssång, Isaac, eller hur?
It's kind of at face value. That's what it is. But it's really about having people in your life that can pull you out of places that you don't necessarily want to be in. I think when I wrote that song, I was in a kind of a dark spot in my life, dealing with a lot of different issues from a lot of different angles. But knowing that I had people around me that cared enough to pull me out of that is kind of where that song came from.
When I get stoned and I feel rejected, weary from the road and half beaten down, you come off of your throne and I feel protected, oh, even from the bottom of the bottom.
Everlasting Lover med 49 Winchester. En låt om vikten att ha bra folk omkring sig när skiten, så att säga, hamnar i fläkten. Och det gör den ju ibland. Inte minst för hårt kämpande artister som inte sällan spenderat 10 år eller mer i det obskyra innan bredare massor upptäcker talangen. Så var det också för 49 Winchester. Isaac Gibson förklarar så här.
There's a period in your life as an artist that's pretty long lasting for most artists, where you really have to sacrifice a lot. You have to sacrifice a lot of time with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends. You kind of have to be married to this idea and this dream until you can push it to a place where that changes. And there is a point where that kind of changes in an artist's life, and I'm really glad that we're getting closer and closer to that by the day. But yeah, 10 years of real hard road dogging is a lot of sacrifice. It takes a toll mentally, it takes a toll physically. It's a lot more difficult than people think, and it's certainly not it's not one big party. You know, you've got to keep yourself in a fairly good spot to be able to do this night in and night out. It's important to get enough rest. It's important to get enough water. It's important to, you know, there's so many things that you can really let slip, and then all of a sudden a week's worth of shows are compromised or even canceled sometimes because, you know, your voice goes out or you get sick or whatever it might be. But yeah, sacrifices all around.
Du lyssnar på P4 Country med mig, Mattias Hansson. Idag gästas vi av Isaac Gibson från bandet 49 Winchester från Castlewood, Virginia. Isaac och jag sitter bakom scenen i Philadelphia-kyrkan i Stockholm. Isaac har den perfekta amerikanska hipster-country-rock-looken. Med baseballkeps, mörka solglasögon och det yviga, långa, röda skägget hängande över kamouflagekläderna som får hänga med från de många jakterna hemma i Virginia. Hur tuff han än ser ut så är tårarna inte långt borta när det stockar sig i halsen för Isaac Gibson när jag frågar om låten Anchor och hans egen pappa.
That one's kind of another one that came from a sort of down and out spot. That one's really, I've never really talked about this before, but that one's really about my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a full-time member of the touring party, has sacrificed a great deal of his life to, you know, see us pursue this thing. And he's never missed a show, 12 years, sells merchandise every night, used to drive the van before he got in a bus.
Unbelievable. What an anchor. Wow.
She's under the water.
P4 Country